This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Senator Dick Durbin and 13 other colleagues are asking the FDA to better regulate companies that sell vaping products and e-cigarettes clearly marketed at kids with names like Cotton Candy and Cookies and Cream. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds penetrates the haze obscuring vaping's growth as the most popular tobacco product among teens and young adults. That's thanks to $63 million in traditional and social media marketing last year by major e-cigarette companies.
Hey vapers, Abby here, and it's the video you've all been waiting for. How to blow smoke rings. Today we are vaping on Alpha Vapes the Dude because I'm obsessed with it, and it is a pineapple peach, and it is awesome.
If you think videos like what you just heard and others like it on YouTube are not having an impact, consider Ian Hoganson, a 16-year-old Bloomington High School student.
It all just kind of started probably like freshman year. I'll be going into junior when those big vape mods were a cool thing and all the smoke tricks and whatnot. Kind of no nicotine, just kind of like with the O's and whatnot. Just kind of to mess around with, nothing really harmful.
Hoganson admits he was enamored by the wafting smoke rings on those videos, but because of his self-admitted addictive tendencies, he was also sucked in for another reason.
Now it's kind of just moved on to more of the nicotine buzz with like the Juuls and whatnot. I have kind of like sparked popularity in sophomore year. It's kind of just what I use these days.
Hoganson is not alone.
Teens are more likely, some of the research right now suggests that 4 times more likely to walk into a cigarette habit.
That's Liz Hamilton, community program coordinator for Bloomington-based Chestnut Health Systems, well-respected globally in the addiction treatment field. Hamilton says the Illinois Youth Survey from this spring, an anonymous survey of 8th, 10th, and 12th graders, showed 26% of Central Illinois high school seniors and 15% of sophomores are using e-cigarettes. That's double from just 2 years ago when the state first started tracking use. Vaporizing devices come in all shapes and sizes, from custom-built bong-like devices that can blow plumes of billowing vapor to the tiniest that look like a USB drive, with the top seller referred to as a Juul, by far the most popular among teens. According to Hamilton, Juuls can deliver up to 4 times as much nicotine as a traditional cigarette, so addiction occurs faster, and she says research shows teens have no idea what they're taking in.
I've seen some recent research that suggests that 63% of the Juul users are unaware that there is nicotine in their product.
In fact, that same recent youth survey showed only about 1/4 of high school students perceived vaping as harmful. Remember our 16-year-old BHS student, Ian Hoganson? He's become addicted to nicotine, but he says other kids don't seem to know or care what they're vaping.
It's crazy how all these trending devices like a Juul can actually get kids addicted to nicotine, and they don't even really notice it. They don't even really think it's a big deal. And I don't know if they know like the true definition of being an addict, but that's what a lot of these kids are becoming at my school.
Hoganson wishes he never started vaping, and he has a message for his 14-year-old brother Sam and other younger students.
You're not missing out on a lot in the way your brain's developing. I mean, I sound like a mom, but it's really not good to get into.
Hoganson not only sounds like his mother, he sounds like the head of the Federal Drug Administration, who recently pointed out nicotine in vaping products can rewire an adolescent's brain, leading to years of addiction. Chestnut Health Systems Hamilton says most addictions do have roots in the teen years, and she argues vaping is a gateway to other tobacco use.
Teens are more likely, some of the research right now suggests that 4 times more likely to walk into a cigarette habit.
Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration's plan is not to issue any new regulations on vaping until 2020. I'm Colleen Reynolds.
And I'm Ryan Denham. This is Sound Ideas.